You know, last week I told you about the Rogers Giant Lottery Plan. Well, that's received endorsement. It's beyond any expectations that I possibly could think of. You know, there's bills in Congress now to carry on and legalize lotteries. And I received a wire this week from a congressman friend of mine who wants a copy of my plan to read in the congressional record. Now, I feel pretty good about that. That's the highest praise that a humorist can have, is to get your stuff into congressional record. Just think, my name will be right in there alongside of Huey Long's and all those other big humorists. And you see, ordinarily, you got to work your way up as a humorist and first get into Congress. And then you work on up into the Senate, and then if your stuff is funny enough, it goes into the congressional record. But for an outsider to get in there as a humorist without having served his apprenticeship in either the House or the Senate, well, that's... I'm not bragging, but by golly, I feel pretty big about it. Did I ever tell you, I don't know whether I did, did I ever tell you about the first time I ever had any of my stuff in that daily? Well, I'd written some fool thing, and it pertained to the bill that they was arguing, or that they was kidding about, rather. So some senator read my little article, and anything that a senator reads goes into the record. So, well, another senator rose and said, you know, and as they always do, if you've ever seen them, does the gentleman yield? They always say that. But they call each other gentlemen in there. But the tone that they put on the word, it would be more appropriate, you know, the way they can say gentleman, you know what I mean? It'll sound right if he come right out and says, does the coyote from Maine yield? You know what I mean? That's about the way it sounds, you know. And then the man says, I yield, you know. For if he don't, the other guy will keep on talking anyhow. And so the coyote from Maine says, I yield to the polecat from Oregon. that's the way they do. They're very polite in there. But I must get back to my story. When this senator read my offering, the other senator said, after all the yielding was all over, and the other senator said, he says, I object to the remarks of a professional joke maker being put into the congressional record. You know, meaning me, see? Taking a dig at me, see? See, they didn't want any outside fella contributing. Well, he had me wrong. Compared to them, I'm an amateur. And the thing about my jokes is they don't hurt anybody. You can take them or leave them, you know what I mean? But with Congress, every time they make a joke, it's a law. You know? And every time they make a law, it's a joke.